The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 531. Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music. I am Mark Gunn. I'm a musician and podcaster, and four times a month, I share my love of Irish and Celtic music from around the globe with you. I hope you find a new favorite Celtic band or musician or fall back in love with one that you already knew. That would be wonderful. But I am also here for the artists. The artists in the show need your support, which you can do by buying their music or telling a friend about the band you found. You can find a link to all of the artists, along with show times for each song in this show, when you visit our website at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast over on Patreon. It's a great website for supporting independent creations, and including podcasts. So go check it out. There's a lot of Celtic musicians over on Patreon as well. I have a page for that, so you can find a link for that in the show notes as well. Pub Songs and Stories is a virtual public house to share the stories and inspiration behind the music. If you have a story that you'd like to share about a song from a gig, or maybe even just a piece of Celtic history that you love, drop me an email. Put pub story in the show subject. Tell me about your story. Maybe I'll ask you to record it for the show. Will the Celtic Christmas Podcast return in 2021? Well, first let me ask, do you like Christmas music? Because I also host the Celtic Christmas Podcast. The regular episodes feature Christmas music by Celtic bands and musicians. It's a lot like the Christmas episodes I release here on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, but with Christmas music. That show is also funded by people just like you on Patreon. And the podcast is fundraising in order to launch this year's show. So if you're interested in bringing more Christmas music into the ears of thousands of Christmas music fans, and maybe make a few new fans to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast in the process, helping us as well, please consider making a pledge to the podcast. There's a link to it over on the website for Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, show number 531, but you can find it, CelticChristmasPodcast.com. We kicked off the show with a flashback. That was Gusty's Frolics from the Tea Merchants. They sadly are no longer together, but you can find their link on Facebook, and I know their music is available online as well. It's from their album One Lump or Two. Next up, we have Brad Reed with The House Across from Flores from his album New Scotland. Thank you.
Wake up, sleepyhead. You're still in bed. The house is falling down. Wake up, sleepyhead. You're in someone else's bed. Waiting to be found. Thin. You're all on your own and you're hurt to the bone. Flower of the sun, the leaves are on the turn. Nothing moves on winter's watch. Spring shakes its head and storms.
must away now, I can no longer tarry. This morning's tempest I have to cross. I must be guided without a stumble into the arms I love the most. And when he came to his true love's dwelling, he knelt down gently upon a stone, and through her window he whispered lowly, "Is my true love within at home? Wake up, love, it is thine own true lover. Wake up, love, and let me in. For I am tired, love, and oh so weary. And more than near, drenched to the skin, she's raised her up on her down soft pillow. She's raised her up and she's let him in. And they are locked in each other's arms until the small clouds began to grow. And when that long night was past and over, and when the small clouds began to grow, he's taken her hand and they've kissed and parted. And he saddled and mounted and away did go. I must away now, I can no longer tarry. This morning's tempest I have to cross. I must be guided without a stumble into the arms I love the most.
After Brad Reed came Tear with Flower of the Sun from Estrian, then Tartanic with Hammer and Switch from Uncivilized, and Ulo was after that with the Night Visiting Song from their self-titled EP. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email a voicemail message to KilticPodcast@gmail.com. Laura Osborne did exactly that. She sent some audio feedback and a picture.
Hi, Mark. This is Laura out in Oakland, California. I've been listening to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, well, before 2010. I'm not entirely sure when I started, but I do know that I stopped because, well, I've switched from my old trusty iPod to listening to everything on streaming and on my phone. Yep, I'm one of those old schoolers. But anyway, I somehow just didn't move over all of my podcasts, including yours, to the new system. And when my son was born, well, I needed more friendly content to let him sing along and jump and dance to. So right now, on this beautiful Saturday morning, I'm listening to your show with my son as we play with trains and whatnot, and he is almost 1 year old. He'll be celebrating his birthday on September 5th. He'll be 1 year old, and I'm already starting him off right by getting him listening to the Celtic classics that are on your show. So thank you so much, and I'm so glad you're still kicking it after all these years. Thanks so much. Have a great time. Salansha.
Thanks, Laura. Hoping your son had a wonderful birthday, and thanks for coming back to the podcast. Peter Bengston emailed some more photos. Hi, Mark. I've been back in Tucson for about 10 days after our birding trip to Hawaii. The Hawaii trip was excellent with about 35 life birds, a good group of people, and excellent guides. I'm back to doing my early morning walks. Have to start walking about sunrise for the cooler weather. The photo was taken looking north to Safford Peak with a hot air balloon moving to the right to pass Safford to the east side. Back in my peak climbing days, I climbed Safford a number of times. It's a great trip with wonderful views from the top. I learned how to connect three of your podcasts so I could listen to your podcast for the whole time. Thanks for your work you do to distribute this music. That's awesome, Peter. Now you have to tell me how to do that. Actually, I do know one way. I post all of these podcasts over on my feed on my personal website, markgun.com. And so technically speaking, you should be able to load up all my podcast feeds through that link, but I don't know exactly for sure. But Peter sent another photo from October. Mark, I've recently been walking the bicycle trail along the Rialto River. This was the most dramatic piece of art along the trail. It shows bats riding bicycles. The upper bat and bicycle is upside down since the bat hang upside down under the bridges over the river. The second and third pictures are information signs about the Mexican free-tailed bats living under bridges. I couldn't figure out how to get the photos into the same message. Thank you, Peter. I love the pictures. Thank you so much for sharing them. And I love the adventures. Oh, my God. It just makes me want to. I love, going out and traveling and seeing things. And I need to do it more. I'm so grateful that I have a wonderful place to go running here in Atlanta where I live. And I do that, three times a week. And it's a nice little taste of adventure. But wouldn't it be great to be going even further, going for a run and seeing someplace new? I'm trying to work that into my life in the future. But thus far, it's a slow process of making it happen. Maybe doing some songwriting while I'm out and about. That would be wonderful. We'll see how it works out. In any case, next up we have Duncan McLaughlin with Scotland's Heart from a single.
Scottish folk unknown worldwide, finer souls you will not find. Good-humoured, friendly, kind and true, the salt of this good earth. Great inventions come to mind, creating wonders of our time. Steam engines, phones and your TV, that's just to name a few. Scotland's heart thumps like a drum, leading a marching song. Her people always striving to build the nation strong. Stalwart and good-natured folk, the legends still are told of the strong and hardy spirit within the Scottish soul. The salt advice for you, our cross of white and blue, remember when it's fall, Scotland is your home. Home of Robert Burns the Bard, he's celebrated near and far, with songs of love and passion deep, the poet king our star. Whiskey gives the world a glow, from the lands of misted flows. Around the world it brings good cheer and warms the heart and soul. Scotland's heart thumps like a drum, leading a marching song. but people always striving to build the nation strong. Stalwart and good-natured folk, the legends still are told of the strong and hardy spirit within the Scottish soul. The soul's advice for you, our cross of white on blue. Remember when it's flown, Scotland is your home. The salt advice for you, our cross of white on blue. Remember when it's flown, Scotland is your home. Scotland is your home. Scotland is your home. Scotland is your home.
for the first time today. And I watch you grow and I watch you play. In this land of ours that we call our home, filled with Cornish hearts and with hills of stone. Filled with Cornish hearts and with hills of stone. Where the mines of tin echo emptily, and the factory boats have hollowed out our sea. Seems so long ago, the prosperity, but I will build a life here for you and me. I will build a home for my family. Yeah, and these clifftop homes there beside the sea. In the winter months, shed no light on me. And their dusty panes, empty and forlorn, where they break my heart, my soul is torn. Yeah, they break my heart, my soul is torn. And these city folks with their tailored suits, they try to fell this tree and destroy the roots. They won't pull us down, we will still stand tall. On and ahead, go, we all want to know. On and ahead, go, we want. Though this land has changed, you'll still hear it ring with the tales that we tell and the songs we sing. When you learn the words, you will sing them aloud. You're a Cornish heart and forever proud. You're a Cornish heart and forever proud. Yeah, you're my Cornish girl forever, forever proud.
Thank you. she arrives as night is falling along the lantern way. Can you hear the starlings cry at the dying of the day? Her eyes are full of moonlight, I can see them from afar. She walks the way at twilight, and her coat is full of stars.
After Duncan McLaughlin came We Banjo 3 with Good Time Old Time from Roots to Rise, a live album they released last year. Then Love Ridge with Cornish Heart from As the Crow Flies. Jim McKenna was after that with a single called Lament for the Forgotten Irish of Catholic Mount Auburn Cemetery. And if you want to hear a story from him, he is featured on the latest Pub Songs and Stories, which came out last week. So go check that out, pubsong.com. And finally, we finish up the set with the Gothard Sisters. Nightfall was the track. It's from their brand new album, Dragonfly. Thank you, patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out at least 4 times a month. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show. It allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. As a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode. You can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. And of course, Songhingers, who pledge $5 or more per episode, also get to the all-new music-only episodes. Plus, you'll get access to hundreds of free MP3 downloads. Sign up in November and raise your pledge, and I'll send you a free podcast sticker that's good for November 2021. So go sign up. Drop me an email once you've done that and let me know you signed up and or raised your pledge, and I'll send you that sticker. Make sure you send the address. That always helps. A special thanks to our Celtic legends who pledged $25 or more per month on Patreon: Dan McDade, Paul Crowley, Patricia Connor, Carol Burrill, Miranda Nelson, Nancy Barnett, Kevin Long, Linda McNeil, Robert Michael Kane, Tiffany Knight, Ryan P. Kajaris, Annie Lorkowski, Travis Sinzaki, Hank Woodward, and Sean Kelly. You can become a generous patron of the podcast on Patreon at songhinge.com. Tally Moore is next with Sound the Pibroch from their album Drive.
Sound the Pibroch loud and high. Frigiano groats to the Isle of Skye. Let all the clans, their slogans cry, and rise to follow Charlie. Hachin, foam, foam, foam. Hachin, foam, foam, foam. Hachin, foam, foam, foam. Rise and follow Charlie, and see a small devoted band. By dark luck, she'll have ten there stand, and proudly vow with heart and hand to fight for royal Charlie. Hachin, foam, foam, foam. Hachin, foam, foam, foam. Hachin, foam, foam, foam. Rise and follow Charlie.
They took a plow and plowed them down. John Barleycorn was dead. But the cheerful spring came kindly on, and showers began to fall.
Thank you.
After Tullymore came Screaming Orphans with John Barleycorn from Sleeve League, then Band of Brothers with Big Jim from their self-titled album, and finally the Rumjacks with Athens to the North from Hestia. Thank you so much for listening. I hope you had a wonderful time, and if you did, please share the show on social or with a friend. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our diverse Celtic community and help the incredible artists who so generously share this music with you. If a song or tune inspires you, please support the musicians. You can buy their CDs, digital downloads, shirts, pens, stickers, songbooks, whatever. You can also follow them on streaming and see their shows, and you can support more and more Celtic musicians on Patreon. And of course, I always appreciate it when you drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. Every week you can get Celtic music news in your inbox. The Celtic Music Magazine is a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Subscribe and get 34 Celtic MP3s for free. Finally, I want to remind you to vote in the Celtic Top 20, as if I'm not offering so many things to you should think about this week, but go listen to the episode a few more times. But we're getting, the Celtic Top 20 is coming to a close. Probably, I'm not sure if it's going to end in November or December, but this is our way of finding the best songs and artists each year. Just list the show number and the name of as many bands in the episode as you like. Your vote helps me create next year's best Celtic music of 2021. Thank you so much for listening. We're going to finish up with Amelia Hogan. This is Fiddler of Dooney from Transplants, from the old to the new. I'll talk to you again next week. Sláinte.
When I play on my fiddle in Dooney, folk dance like a wave of the sea. My cousin is priest in Killarna, my brother in Moharabui. My brother and cousin, they read in their books of prayer, but I read from my books of songs I bought at the Sligo Fair. When we come at the end of time to Peter sitting in state, he will smile on the three old spirits, but welcome me first through the gate. For the good are always the merry, but for an evil chance, and the merry love the fiddle, and the merry love to dance. When I play on my fiddle in Dooney, folk dance like a wave of the sea. My cousin is priest in Kilvarna, my brother in Moharabui. By me, they'll all come up to me, saying, here is the fiddler of Dooney, and dance like a wave of the sea. When we come at the end of time to Peter sitting in state, he will smile on the three old spirits, but welcome me first through the gate. For the good are always the merry, save but for an evil chance, and the merry love the fiddle, and the merry love to dance.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gundy Kiltfeather. Subscribe through your favorite podcatcher or on our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.
Ever tried reading while jogging, cooking, or even juggling flaming torches? Yeah, doesn't end well. But with audiobooks.com, you can conquer books without the circus act. Dive into over 450,000 titles, including more than 10,000 free ones. Get hooked on a bestseller, find your next obsession, or finally read that classic you've been avoiding since high school. And here's the inside scoop. Sign up today for a free 30-day trial and snag your first three audiobooks on the house. Sign up for your free trial at audiobooks.com/podcastfree today. That's audiobooks.com/podcastfree.